Well, in relation to the supplementary register, my recent experience was for the referendum. And the referendum where a number of young potential voters found themselves not on the actual register, wanted to pursue and to get on board the supplementary list. However, there was the caveat that they had to appear personally as a new voter in Garda stations. And on a particular situation, I know of one, two or three families from rural parts of Inishowen, from the Clamanagh Parish, from the Mallon Parish, who made attempts to come to Carndonagh to register in front of the Gardaí and were unable to meet with Gardaí on those dates. And some were successful, others were unsuccessful.
You feel the people in these towns that are trying to register are at a disadvantage?
I do, most certainly. In my own peninsula, Inishowen, I think it would be powerful to be living in the urban area of Buncrana, a very busy Garda station, personnel there at all times, and you could drop in during those hours. However, in the rural parts, and I believe it's the rural people who again are being bypassed, and the rural people who are again suffering, whereas they may or may not have transport into Garda stations, their traditional Garda station, i.e. again in Clonmany, in Mallon, in Codaff, they've closed. So by having to go through this process of presenting themselves in a Garda station where there's personnel available, I believe they're at a disadvantage.
It would seem unlikely, though, that this usual process to register will change within the next few days. Do you have an alternative in mind?
I do. First of all, I'm strengthened by a motion passed in Donegal County Council, calling on the Minister for Environment and Local Government to look again at the registering process. There was in the programme for government, of this government now leaving the seat of government, there was a proposal to ensure that all the parties, the Gardaí, the councils and the department would sit down and look at a better way, because I believe throughout parts of Ireland, rural parts especially, we're finding that the closure of the Garda stations has had the detrimental effect of not allowing all people who would like to register the opportunity to do so.